All right. It's a good morning to you and welcome to Tech Ego. This is a show that we look into the depth of technology. And today we are going to discuss the issue of children. You know, how does technology help a child to read and write? You know, how does technology now contribute to the reading and writing in children? What are the possible ways that children can be taught reading and writing? Because children that are at a very advantage, at a disadvantage as far as reading and writing is concerned, are the children that are growing with, you know, the children, for example, that are growing in the rural areas, that are not having, you know, access to school. But let's say we are all in school and there are children that are struggling, you know, to read and write because the method, the oral method that the teacher is using could be, you know, how can I say, could be unfriendly enough for a child not to be able to grasp what is being taught. I remember, you know, I hated mathematics very well, you know, because every time I just have to be beaten because I'm just getting the answers wrong. And but there was only one guy, you know, I helped him. So one friend, Kwanyama guy, friend of mine in school. You know, and he came to me, I was helping him in other subjects. I was good at other subjects, but not in mathematics. So I was helping him in English with the past participle and all that. Then I asked him, so look, you understand mathematics. Can you help me this? So he gave me a very simple, you know, concept in mathematics. And lucky enough, he helped me, and then, you know, I became the first, you know, I took the first position in class. That was, you know, my grade 4, if not grade 5. I was struggling with mathematics, with this division and, you know, multiplication and all that. Now, nowadays, learning has become very vast to the point that oral learning, you know, with face-to-face, when it comes to face-to-face learning, in many cases, is really being overtaken by digital learning. In many cases, you know, digital learning is taking over and is actually doing quite well, you know, as compared to sometimes, you know, face-to-face. The only technology or technique that was present then was the chalkboard. You know, the chalkboard where the teacher will come and write something and then you are told to copy, you know, what is on the chalkboard. And still, you still find children that will be struggling to copy exactly what the teacher has written on the chalkboard. So I remember when I was a child going to school, then, you know, the teacher writing something on the chalkboard and everybody was copying, and I got a book. So they gave me a book and a pencil to copy what is on the chalkboard, and I can't see what is on the chalkboard. So the teacher came and said, why are you not copying? You are just looking at the chalkboard and you are not copying. And somebody has to explain to the teacher, no, this guy is blind. So the teacher said, no, but how do I help him? So, and that's when, you know, I realized I just had to leave school. I left grade 1, you know. I had to leave because there was no assistance, you know, for me at that time. But things have moved, you know. Technology has improved to the point that it has become as inclusive as it can, And it's not possible now for any child to learn. It is very possible now for any child to learn. Unlike in the 1990s or 1989, when some of us attempted to go to school and there was no method for our learning. The teachers couldn't help us. So I had to leave to go back home. And when I came back home, the teacher had to apologize to my parents to say, no, please, I don't know how to help the child. The child is sharp when it comes to listening, when but he answers all the questions. But when it comes to writing, I don't know what to do. So, I had to stop school, in the village. Now, there is no reason anymore for a child not to go to school, because there are a lot of learning tools that are there to help a child. One thing that is very important, and most of the time, and I know children grasp it very well, is the cartoon system. The Tom and Jerry type of thing, if there's an A and the child can see this is an A, they are likely to imitate perfectly because it is, it's brought down to their level. Unlike there is a big man there or a big meme there talking to a child, the children gets to, wonder a little bit on how to interact with the teacher. But if there is a cat there, a cat form with a child voice, saying A, B, C, D, the child will quickly take that because that's at the same time fun and at the same time, educative. So you have come down to the level of a child when frogs are jumping, five frogs, then one jumped in the water, then now there are four, and then a frog will jump in the water, now there are three, and then another one will jump in the water, now there are two, and then this one jumps, there's only one, the other one jumps, there's zero. So the child will know, how to count, one, two, three, four, five. It's no longer chalkboard. The chalkboard has now become digital. And not only that, it has also been, brought down to the level of children, to something that children are able to relate to very well. And it gives them concentration because it has come down to their level and to their understanding as children. So that's number one. And, blind children, there were techniques, in our time, when they teach you how to, write, alphabet, they'll get that box of eggs, the six eggs, the six dots kind of thing. You see what they do? They will use a technique, very simple technique, but it was really powerful. They'll put six things inside those six holes of, a box of six eggs. You learn A, B, C, D, and the whole alphabet, because the whole Braille technology is designed to have only six major keys in which you have all the alphabets and all numerical characters and all symbols and everything. So you have them in six keys. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The seventh is a space bar. So for you to understand the keyboard of the Braille machine, you first need to be taken through the six dot kind of thing that we say within box of eggs, put with when they put the, either they put this palm fruit in those six dots. You know those pods, after people have eaten the palm, the pod, that hard thing that remains, they use that one to put in those dead dots. And then they will tell you, they'll teach you how to, you know, make an A and a B and a C, how a B should look like and a C should look like. So, and by the time you get to a machine, you already understand the alphabetical order and, you know, of Braille. You know, but now time has moved to that. Time has moved from that. Now we have digital systems. We have what we call the assistive voice technology. The assistive voice technology, though, you know, this one becomes a little bit, you know, complicated, because then the child need to be exposed to the smartphone just like any other child. So the child need to be exposed to a smartphone for him or her to be able to understand, you know, the for him to be able to understand alphabet and all reading. But then the only problem here is that with the assistive voice technology, and when it comes to blind children, you are no longer the one reading, and it's unlike Braille, because in Braille you need to read with your hands. But now, because people are moving into digital, you are no longer reading with your hands. You are now, something is read to you by a voice technology. But the only thing that you need to know is how to write. Unlike my fellow people, I don't know how to hold a pen. I don't know how A is. You know, if you give me a paper, say I'm a sign, I don't know where to start. I don't know how to write my name. You know, I don't know how to write my name with a pen, because I was not taught that in school. You know, I have never held a pen in my life. I don't even know how to hold it. But a lot of colleagues that have, you know, that are visually impaired that could see before, they know how to. They can sign. They can sign on the document. But I can't sign because I don't know how to write. Now, with, you know, the one thing that I spoken about was the cartoon system that comes to the level of a child and gives a child a bit of an advantage to relate to, you know, the figure, for example, a cat, a frog, a small boy, a small girl, you know, is relating to them, so they are level, and they learn how to write or how to count. Then we have, you know, a smartphone itself. You know, you can come, the people can design, you know, games, alphabet games, mathematic games. So things can be gamified. If something is gamified, the child will think they are playing a game. So, and they will want to get things right. You know, they will want to get things right without knowing that they are being swayed to learn alphabet, you know, to learn how to count. So if something is gamified and the child will be playing that game, they will get it right. And when it comes to paper, the child will not struggle in class, you know, to do the mathematics if he has access to gamified, you know, applications, a gamified mathematical application or, you know, alphabet applications. And that's, you know, edu-tech. That's education technology. But with the problem with, children that have difficulties with their speech, and, you know, children that are deaf, for example, there's a need of, I think I sat with a lady from University of Namibia here on this tech show, That's what was talking about designing an application that's, you know, a sign language application. Because if you're talking about A, there's an A in their language. There's an A, and then I think a B. B is like this. Oh, this is C. I tend to forget the alphabet. They have their own alphabet, and that needs to be, you know, digitized so that the child can either watch a YouTube or a cartoon, something that is cartoonified, if there is such a word in English, to the level of a deaf child that is able to relate to in sign language. And that is something that needs to be done, you know, to make sure that these people are catered for. And at that level, we are not yet there. Maybe that one will be easy, you know, that one will be easy. The only difficult thing that it will be now is with children that are blind when it comes to digitized, you know, technology. Because the only challenge will be reading.
It's Tuesday, oh my, and my fuel tank only has a drop of fuel, but I need to get my municipal bill at the post office. What do I do now?
Well, Ongwediva Town Council has just the solution, as it has commenced issuing municipal bills electronically through SMSs and emails, while gradually phasing out the traditional method of sending bills through post mails. Ongwediva residents with municipal accounts are expected to visit the office to verify and update their information during working hours from Monday to Friday before 30 June 2022. Property owners should bring along certified copies of their identity document and water bills. Receive your municipal bill on time and pay for services delivered for continued maintenance and development of Ongwediva Town. For further information, please contact our office at 065-233-700 or email us at inquiry@otc.com.na.
All right. I don't want to, you know, preempt the plan. I don't want to preempt the plan here. We will communicate this one. And when I say we, I mean, you know, Eagle FM Media Company. Yeah, this one we will communicate it when time comes. But there is, you know, the only problem that will be is the reading part. Because when a child who can see the A, is able to shape it properly and write it, but the blind child will only hear A, you know, and to now come to, because you need to copy it exactly. Unlike in Braille, you have to feel it. You know, and in Braille you have to feel with your hand. But Braille facilities are becoming, you know, very expensive to maintain. That's number one, because the market of Braille is, you know, shrinking. The market of Braille is shrinking, and the production of Braille machines is also shrinking. Of course, it's, you know, SADC has had a big factory in South Africa, and that factory has closed down. So now the facilities are sourced in India and United States or United Kingdom. And those facilities are very expensive. And also because the United Kingdom, especially India and United States, the children, you know, learning technology has improved, and they are also moving into digital. So it's becoming a big problem, you know, to maintain Braille facilities. But there is an answer to that. And that answer, like I said, I don't want to preempt it. We will bring it up when time comes. But so what is important here is to find, to understand that, you know, the digitized technology is actually becoming more inclusive, more easy, more accessible, and more cheap, you know, more cheap. Even if you have a tab of $1,500, you are able to, that child is able to actually learn. He's able to use you, to use you. It may not be good in terms of picture qualities and whatever thing, but it possesses all what it takes for a child to learn how to read and for a child to learn how to write, provided, you know, there is data, or sometimes there are even offline applications that the child can use. So the only challenge can be overcome is because a digital system is intangible. You know, unlike Braille, but digital systems are intangible, so you can't touch. You can't touch A. But a child can still be taught A. You know, the order of a keyboard. One thing I like of technology is that, you know, it improves. It's a generational thing. You know, the computer that we have today, the grandfather of this computer is a typewriter. The grandfather of this computer is a typewriter. You know, the typewriter is organized in terms of keyboard. That's the same how the computer came to be organized. And that's also the same how the phone, the mobile phone, the smartphone was organized. So it's just ASDF. You know, that's the first line in the home row. You have the ASDF, GH, GH, J, K, L, and then a colon or a semicolon. The same on a typewriter, the same on the keyboard of the computer, and the same on the keyboard of a phone. So the computer took it from the typewriter and passed it on to the mobile phone. So the order is the same. So, and the only problem that is there is, you know, how to teach, you know, like blind kids when it comes to that digital. Because whether we like it or not, other countries have moved, you know, they are becoming digital. And that's why, you know, the tangible technology is phasing out. And, you know, it's up to us to catch up. Or, you know, remain, you know, closed out. So it's 23 minutes to 12. That's the time. So when you, as a parent, you know, the most important thing that you need to do when you have a phone, when your child has a phone, even 4 to 5 years, their learning is very sharp. Do you know that even if you have a phone and it has a pattern, you sometimes wonder how your boy or your girl got into, you know, the videos. They know where to find their YouTube videos. So what you need to do is to use that mind, to use it, you know, wisely, so that this mind may not be spoiled at early times. You know, why don't you download gamified alphabet, things that have to do with school, most of the time we allow children to watch videos that have nothing to do with their school. So anything that the child does on the phone must be able to contribute to school, so that you make it hard, easier for a teacher, you know, at school. Because when children are already sharp from the house, learning environment becomes easier in the classroom. So we need to make sure that the children have access to the phone. But we need to be stricter to make sure that what they are doing has to do with education. You know, what has to do with their learning. There are a lot of learning materials on Play Store, most of which may not really be relevant, but a lot of them are very helpful. You know, a lot of them are very helpful. When I went through the, I checked my children's thing, I found that they are doing fraction. We never did fractions at grade 3. So we did fraction in grade 6, if I can remember very well. The common, the improper fractions. We did those ones in grade 3. I mean, in grade 6. And of course, that was my last grade doing mathematics. So we need to make sure that the children have access to the phones, because the phone is no longer a luxury. Data is no longer a luxury. It's a need. But then, when they have their phone, we check them to see whether what we have downloaded is contributing to school. Is the cartoons that they are watching, is it contributing to school? You know, if a child is, you don't allow a child to watch cartoons that have to do with fighting. This one is fighting what? This one is going to the moon. No, not going to the moon. Let there be A, B, C, D, and check the level of a child, and then you recommend the type of game the child should play, because that will contribute to his or her education. So that will contribute to his or her education. So I gave them a challenge to say, if you guys are not learning, I'll switch off the Wi-Fi. So I'll switch off, I'll turn it off, if you are not learning. And that is also has to do with the adults in the house. If what you are doing on internet does not contribute to your skill, you don't get a skill out of it, then there is no need for you to be connected, for your phone to be connected to, you know, my Wi-Fi. You know, that's because we are living in the world where, you know, the world that has become global, and skill is no longer a distance. You know, getting a skill is just a finger. It's just a click away. So, and the pace at which we are supposed to learn should increase. You know, it should accelerate, because we have a vast digital world with all, you know, blessings as far as knowledge is concerned. And yet, you know, we spend 365 days, you know, well connected to internet, but no skill. So no skill at all. And that is very sad. Right, if you want to be part of the conversation, 083-2888-401, that's a number in studio. 083-2888-401, that's a number in studio. And you see, we complain to say our education system is weak. We are not, you know, our curriculum. We can overthrow the system by outlearning it. You know, if we put to use what is in our pocket. If we don't, if you are not underutilizing our smart technology, which is, you know, our digital ability and presence online, we can do what the Japanese did. So we can do what the Japanese did. So the Japanese, they were, you know, defeated in 1945, and their curriculum was to be designed, you know. But instead of them becoming a colony, their status changed. They became an ally because, you know, Japan, when it comes to technology, they have a lot to offer. The only problem is that they are not expansion. They are not, you know, looking to expand like the Chinese. But their technology is, you know, high level. So they out, you know, they outsmarted the system, the curriculum. They became smarter than the curriculum itself. And, you know, they become smarter than the curriculum itself, and that's why, you know, that led them to become the second largest economy in the world in that time, until the Chinese took over. So a lot of countries also have had messy curriculums, but they outgrew that. So we can do the same. And if they could outgrow that without, you know, the smartphone that we have now, imagine what you can do with your smartphone. And imagine what your child can do. You know? Imagine how far your child can learn with that smartphone that you have. And now we are only allowing them to play, you know, somebody's playing, is good at PlayStation, but is not good at reading. So we bought them PlayStations, but they are not good at reading. They are struggling with reading in class. So PlayStation, I'm not saying it's not important, but that must be leisure. When a child has done, you know, has done his school. So whatever has to do with a child that is in the phone must be able to link the child to the class. You know, must be able to link the child to the class. What is a child struggling with? Is it mathematics? Then you download a gamified math, a math game. And you ban PlayStation for some time until the child gets it's right. I know that we are living in a world where, you know, everybody has right, but we need to do the right thing. So those are just the challenges of, you know, when it comes to education. We are going for a short break, and we'll be right back. But the number in studio is 083-288-401. The question is, how are you helping your child read and write in this world? I mean, in this era, in this time that we are living in. How are you finding it easy or hard to help your child read and write? So how are you finding it easy? How are you finding it easy or hard to help your child read? All right.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Hello, Namibia. Indirapa manate, muyuni, walelape. Lelape onkaro ompu woma futiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hokatovuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no tagadhanwa no kutuwa mumbepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lelape. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mumbepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lelape nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya gwedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe giinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeku gomavaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia okuza owarapo dorandatu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lelape oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lelape ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o maothemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana oku turamo o maothemba goe hogora kucha o wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka pa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe kotari turwa ko Eagle FM, Imba, Lelape, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokutura ko irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital@malaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza ko karandithi, tudengera nena kono raheta tuimwe mbarinora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono raheta tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne nonora yeriari. Lelape yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
All right, we come back. So you as a parent, you know, in this digital age, and you say that one of the challenges is that the parents are not as digital, you know, and that's a really big challenge. We don't really have time, you know, to find out what are the digital, you know, solutions to the problem that we have. And then we, you know, we end up not being helpful that much to children. Yes. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, in terms of the topic that you've just introduced,
mm-hmm.
To help our children, especially those that are struggling to read, we need to first of all take responsibility for the learning abilities of our children.
Yeah.
We cannot just leave it unto the teachers.
Yes.
Because some of those, not all learners are in a classroom where you only have 5 to 10 or 15 learners.
Mm.
Some of those children are in a classroom of 33 learners where the attention of the teacher is not equally distributed. So we need
it's,
to
it's
come to the
It's actually 33,
party.
If not 40. It's some cases.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you see, it can be there. So we need to come to the party as parents and take that responsibility and teach the children to read from home.
Yeah.
You see, learning, you don't need gadgets to learn how to read. A parent must only understand the basics and understand the syllabus in the school, the curriculum where the child is. And if we take that and work on what the teacher is working on, we can work on it at home.
Yeah.
There are grandmothers that teach their grandchildren how to read using newspapers and magazines.
Mm.
The where we are standing now is parents have passed over the responsibility to gadgets.
Yeah.
The TVs are looking after the children. The gadgets are becoming diverting attention for children, not to disrupt parent activities. And that is a big, big problem, because what those gadgets and those video games are doing to the children is they're giving them a virtual world that does not exist. And these children are getting addicted to a virtual satisfaction of achievements that are not tangible. So they will learn the vocabulary, but they will not learn how to read the right way for the level that they're on. So instead of buying this gadget to sometimes dampen our guilt for not being around for children, we need to use the same money to buy the appropriate books for the children. Spend time with our children. Time cannot be bought with money. And what we spend with our children in terms of time and attention cannot be replaced or bought by gadgets. We need to understand we don't also have to keep up with the world. Namibia must understand what is the current problem in Namibia. And the answer for Namibia is in Namibia. It's not in Xbox. Like you said, many kids can tell you which level of the next Xbox is coming now.
Yeah.
But they cannot tell you how to read the next thing.
Yeah, they know how to play FIFA.
Yeah, they know how to play FIFA. but does FIFA teach you how to read? No. All they know is score and Ronaldo. Where is it in the syllabus, score and Ronaldo? So those are my points.
Thank you very much, ma'am, and really appreciate your insight.
No problem.
Right. Yeah, so look, if we are to use gadgets, we must have a very supervised use of gadgets. You know, technology is here, and like I said, most of the time, it shouldn't be the drive, it should take the steering, you know, seat. There must be a human hand at the end of it, you know, to bring order. Like she said, look, this one can teach you a vocabulary, but they will not teach you the order in terms of how you can read and write. So you as a parent, in as much as there is a cartoonified, if there is such as English word, or a gamified mathematics or alphabet, you still must be the alpha and the omega of that learning process. You still must be the alpha and the omega of that learning process, so that there is order. You know, there is order in the learning process of a child, so that, because children are easily distracted. You know, they are easily distracted when they are not supervised. Just watch them in class. Until the teacher, you know, shouts, they will not keep quiet because they are playful. So I really like what she said, that we need to understand the Namibian problem. Then when we are using the gadgets for children to learn how to read and write, we Namibianize those gadgets so that, you know, we don't use to push them, children to gadgets, because we don't want them to disturb what we are doing. So, Junior, get a phone. Go outside and you play your games, because you don't want Junior to come and disturb what you are doing. So you give him the phone, or you put FIFA there, PlayStation, and Junior the whole time is on PlayStation. But when he goes to class, Junior doesn't know where to start, you know, when it comes to the creation of sentences. He cannot construct a sentence. You know, he cannot construct a sentence on paper. But Junior knows how to do, you know, he knows Ronaldo and, you know, Ronaldinho on FIFA, on PlayStation. He knows which Xbox is coming, and he has already designed a way to manipulate the father to get him the latest Xbox. But when it comes to class, junior doesn't know how to construct a sentence with on a paper, or 1 + 1, or 2 + 2. Junior is struggling there. But give junior a PlayStation, you will see wonders. So he even beats people like Dwight on PlayStation. Can you imagine a 10-year-old boy, you know, beating Dwight on a game? But when it comes to class, he is struggling. So those are things we are talking about, that even if they are gadgets, you know, that are there, still there must be a parental supervision. You know, there must be parental supervision. A parent must be the alpha and the omega of the use of that gadget, and everything should be used for education. There is an ad. I'm coming to say goodbye at the other side of the break.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
Yeah, so there must be a supervision, and every game must link that child to class. No game that does not speak to his education must be played until when the child has done all the homework. If there is mathematics, it should be gamified and alphabetic, gamified, so that at least the child understands if they are struggling to learn on a conventional learning method. So that is my take with children education as far as digital system is concerned. Let me greet Dwight on my way out. Dwight.
Franz, how are you doing?
Good.
Yep. How was the show?
Good. How's it?
It's okay. It's okay. I just heard my name there being beaten by a 6-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you find people who are good at FIFA, children, but when it comes to classroom, you know, they are struggling, you know, because parents are not there.
Yeah.
They push them to FIFA because you don't want to be disturbed.
Mm.
So you just want to say, okay, junior, here. Go and play.
And the notion always is, Franz, and this is one of the misconceptions that always come about from the parent side. Since the parents perceive themselves to be busy and adults, they forget that these games have got a age limit on them.
Yeah.
Now, just to say that FIFA is meant for a 6-year-old is not entirely correct. I'm not indicating towards the, you know, towards you, what you just said.
It's fine. Yes.
It's just based upon how the parents think. Mm-hmm. So the parents don't understand that this game is actually made by other adults for you and me, who are adults, to enjoy, because you and I, we know both that it's only the adults, the parents, that can afford the games. No child can buy the game that they want.
Yeah.
There's no such thing. So who does the money come from?
Of course, from the pocket of a parent.
From the pocket of a parent. And that's just one of the downsides. And if we have to look now at the current situation, the current state of play, exactly, in terms of, if you have to weigh up that your latest Xbox and PlayStation can cost almost 20 grand, almost 20,000, I say almost. I mean, which parent today will say, I will buy little Thomas or little whoever, you know, that console,
Xbox.
I mean, if it costs that much, why would you invest that much for a child? It's rather redirecting that investment towards education.
You know that our love for children is bigger than I don't want to go deeper. Let's end there.
No problem, Frank.
All right, it's a goodbye from me. We'll meet again tomorrow on Tech, and stay tuned for the brand conversation.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shell life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.